If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In Louisiana, a jailer and an inmate are arrested after a fight in the jail. Mm-hmm. In Texas, the search for missing student Caleb Harris comes to an end as his remains are identified, and a shooting in Philly leaves 3 dead and 6 injured. These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, July 24th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
Hump day.
Hump day. Middle of the week.
Middle of the week.
Middle of the week in the end of June.
That's it.
I mean, July.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Look, I'm lucky I know the year that it is, much less the month and day. And people always ask me something about the day and the date, and I look at them like they got 3 heads because, shit, I can't keep track of that.
Last Friday, I did my early morning post, and I said, "Happy Thursday, lifers." I'm thinking, "Oh, today's Friday." I had to go back and edit it. I said, meant Friday.
Yeah, we did that on purpose.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Get a little laugh this morning. Right.
Anyway, let's, without further ado, let's get down to some true crime time for Wednesday.
Well, we're going to start out in Louisiana, and a former jail employee and an inmate are facing charges after they allegedly fought each other at the Tangipahoa Parish Jail.
They'd be having all kinds of trouble over there.
Yeah, well, according to the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office, a corrections officer identified as Jaden Lamarck, who is 20, and an inmate identified as Sanchez Harold, who is 36, were arrested on Friday, July 19th, from charges stemming from an incident that took place on Thursday, July 4th. Wow. Well, Independence Day fight. Right. Officials said Lamarck and Harold got into an argument through closed cell doors, and Harold threw an unidentified liquid at Lamarck. Unidentified. Yeah, I'll give you a guess on that.
Piss or jism, yeah.
Yeah, so Lamarck then called for the closed cell to be opened. Mm-hmm. Pop it. And then proceeded to physically hit Harold multiple times. Harold was taken to the medical office and assessed for injuries. And the TPSA reports that Lamarck, who had been a corrections employee since December of 2023, was immediately written up and placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. Harold, who had been in jail since July 3rd, so only one day before this happened.
I told you about duty on the 4th.
Yeah. On fugitive warrants out of other jurisdictions, remained in custody at the jail during the investigation. After the investigation, officials said Lamarck was terminated from his position and arrested while Harold was rebooked in connection with the incident. Lamarck was booked on one count of simple battery and malfeasance. Harold was booked on one count of battery of a correctional employee. As I've said since before I became sheriff 19 days ago, I have a new set of standards for this agency and the men and women who represent it. This behavior is far from those standards and will not be tolerated. That from Sheriff Gerald Stricker.
So I didn't know they got a new, so Daniel Everson in there anymore.
Mm-mm.
About that.
Gerald Stricker. I stand with every person in this agency as long as they're doing their part to stand with each other to preserve the credibility and the work we do and the service we provide the public who entrust us with their safety. So what do you think about that?
I think it's...
Man throws unidentified liquid on you.
I think he got his ass in a crack.
Yeah, I don't know that he didn't deserve that.
What should have happened technically, because I had shit thrown on me before, literally, is you'd be like, oh, okay, but motherfucker, you got me, but I'm coming back. And then you go take your time, you write him up, you come back down there, they'll write up in a cell.
Yeah.
You might have put a little extra something in there to really – really piss them off, and then get them all riled up. Then you get your cell entry team, because you got to go ahead and take them out and put them in admin sec, so you know it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
And I mean, he could have got his licks in then, but whatever. Shouldn't happen. But anyway, you know, it does.
I think what he threw on him plays a role in this, and I want to know.
Yeah, right. I guess Daniel's gone after those inmates escaped and nobody knew, and man, they were having so many problems. And I just remember when he was a rookie sheriff, I'm talking about Daniel Everts, and I was on a SWAT team. They didn't have a SWAT team, and they had a triple homicide. I mean, he had been in the office like a week, and we went out at 3 o'clock in the morning and got all this intel. It was probably about four or five before we hit the houses, three different houses at one time. Ooh. And Daniel Everts was with us. The sheriff was with us.
But
shit happens, I mean, over time.
Yeah, and I don't know if he just didn't run or if he just lost that election. I don't know what the story is.
I don't either.
There is a new sheriff in town, literally.
New sheriff in town. Stricker, I don't think I know him. So, let's go out to the city of brotherly love.
Really?
There was no love on July the 22nd. So... in fact, there was a mass shooting of 9 people in West Philadelphia early Sunday morning, and it resulted in 3 deaths. The shooting, possibly at a block party with more than 100 people, happened just after 2 a.m. in the 1200 block of North Alden Street. Some of the shooting victims were taken by police to the hospital, which means there were so many of them, the ambulances couldn't handle them, right? While others were driven away by neighbors. Preliminary information indicates an exchange of gunfire between multiple parties resulting in a shooting and a triple homicide. The Philadelphia police reported this. So those killed were a 23-year-old man, a 29-year-old man, and a 33-year-old man, according to the police provided when they provided the victim's list. They hadn't released their identities. Conditions of the injured range from stable to serious, and their ages are mid to late 20s and one 30-year-old. Their identities also have not been released. Several shell casings of multiple calibers, means many different guns, and one weapon were found at the scene. Whoever is responsible for shooting is still on the loose, and it's possible it was, obviously it was more than one gunman. Philadelphia police are asking for warmth information to call it in, blah, blah, blah. But that's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And multiple people whipping out guns and the one thing I thought of, and that's not political, when I saw the shooting at the Trump rally was, I always say nothing clears a room like gunfire.
Right.
Nobody ran.
Nobody ran.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
I don't know, but
usually the after effects of that is more injuries because people are literally trampling people.
I've worked that.
So it was a blessing that nobody did run in the end and stood their ground, so to speak.
Yeah, that's crazy. But residuous brotherly love.
Wasn't too brotherly.
No love at that block party.
Right? Yeah, Rocky wouldn't like that at all.
No, he would not.
So you're seeing more and more of that, too.
Prayers for those victims.
Lately. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go to Texas. And look, this story has been several months in the making, I guess, and it kind of a sad end, but a little bit of at least we know where Caleb Harris is now and his family can deal with his remains and all of that that goes along with it. But after a months-long search, the body of Caleb Harris has been found and identified. Forensic analyst with the University of North Texas Center for Human Identification, which y'all would be like we have at LSU, they have the FACES lab, right. So that would be the Texas version of that. They have determined the human remains found inside a 40-foot well last month are most likely that of Caleb Harris. Harris, a 21-year-old Texas A&M University Corpus Christi student, disappeared from his off-campus apartment. This was in the early morning hours of Monday, March 4th. Then, on June 24th, city workers notified police after discovering human remains at a wastewater collection point near his apartment. A few days later, police had said the medical examiner's office was unable to identify the remains nor provide a manner or cause of death due to the advanced state of decomposition. But officers say they bore no signs of homicide, no obvious signs. The remains were sent then to the Texas A&M, North Texas, rather, University for Human Identification, for analysis with DNA, along with samples from Harris's parents. According to the missing persons DNA report issued Thursday by UNITEC, which is the acronym for that, the remains are approximately 2.4 sex trillion times more likely to be observed if the unidentified remains originated from a biological child of Caleb Harris's parents, rather than if the unidentified remains originated from an unrelated individual from the Caucasian population. The remains will now be returned to the county medical examiner's office, where they will issue a final autopsy report. Within days of his disappearance, an investigative team formed with members of the Criminal Investigation Division and Organized Crime Unit, the FBI, the United States Marshals, and the Texas Rangers formed. And for weeks, they followed Harris's disappearance using everything from drones to dive teams, and obtained help from agencies like the Coast Guard and Texas Parks and Wildlife to find Harris. Student volunteers and countless civilians joined in the efforts as well. Investigators ultimately executed over 50 digital search warrants, submitted 82 preservation requests, and analyzed over 1,500 gigabytes of data during their months-long investigation. Police said the area of the well in which human remains were found was searched in the early days of the investigation.
Somebody just
overlooked it.
Overlooked it, yeah.
But it looks like they,
you know, all that, the digital search warrants and all that, that, and the preservation is to get people, the preservation orders to get people not to erase their cameras before the cops have time to look at them. Like the doorbell cameras and stuff like that, and the digital search warrants would have been tied in that. But
and you know they mentioned drones in that. And man, drones are playing a huge part in criminal detection. Man,
I have got to give a shout out. And you're right. So you and I were supposed to go. I was supposed to go. You invited me to go, and I didn't get to go this weekend to Thomas Kane's party.
Yeah,
because one of the reasons is because my dogs ran out at about almost 7 o'clock, and they hit the river and did all that shit and whatever the fuck. But well, the problem with that is it had just happened that my dogs had ran away a couple, like maybe not even 10 days before.
Yeah,
and that night that they ran away that time, the first time. We put it on social media and everything. Of course, we have a huge following here. We got a lot of support. But one was from a Baton Rouge City cop who has a company called Southern Drone Recovery, LLC. And he came out, believe it or not, he came out that night and spent like 3 or 4 hours flying his drone. And wow. I even went inside at one point. I went out on my back porch. Because the river's in the backyard, yeah. It's on a big bluff, and I could see it across the river, the drone flying, and then it would turn on its spotlight every once in a while, I guess when he thought he saw something.
Yeah.
But he saw a bunch of deer and shit like that, but not our dogs. But thankfully, we got him back from another lifer who saw him, and then they ran again this weekend. But
well, they're playing a huge part in that, and they had a guy run from the police or kind of close to my neighborhood, and the police staged at my neighborhood and launched like 4 drones. And look, let me tell you, those drones, y'all, are not easy to fly by any means. Nah. I had a drone. I bought a drone one time. You want to know how many times I flew it? Once. You want to know why?
Because
it flew off and never came back. I was flying it, and I guess it got out of range, and that was it. That was all she wrote, baby.
Well, let me tell you this.
One day of fun.
This guy, and he does it in his off time, it's Southern Drone Recovery at gmail.com. The phone number is 337-205-1488. Bro, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention you a couple weeks ago, but he does everything from finding deer that have been shot to look at some of the videos to dogs. It's a big deal.
Wow.
And it's very, very good and very professional equipment.
Yeah. So you lose a dog, you lose a deer.
Yeah.
Drone
Recovery. He came out and gave him a call. He was like, you know what? I was going to get trained tonight anyway, and let me help. And he flew for hours, man, swapping out the battery every so often. All right, but in the last story, you talked about all those people searching, including the U.S. Marshals and the Texas Rangers and all that. Let me ask you a question. Let's say Jimmy gets in a little trouble and, like, murder trouble. Or something like that. You're going away for life, or maybe you're going to get the death penalty, but you've got like buku money, right? Mm. Like all your gold bars and shit.
Yeah.
You know, so you pack it all
start
up.
Unloading the collection.
And you hit the run. What would you do? How would you, I mean, cause you got some pretty unique features. What would you do to hide or stay hidden or whatever?
I guess I put on a wig because, you know, I'm bald headed and that'd be the first thing about me people would spot. So I guess I'd throw on a, you know, Van Halen wig or something like that, probably. Right. I'd probably rock a mullet.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, let me tell you what Some people do.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious, empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting, IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games, and it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/RLRC. So visit IXL.com/RLRC to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. We use it on our son, WL. It's an amazing product, y'all. You can thank me later.
All right, and this is, we're going across the pond somewhere here. This is a pretty cool story, I thought. So authorities in the Philippines have uncovered secret hospitals that offer plastic surgery for fugitives and scammers seeking to evade arrest. You can create an entirely new person out of those, said Winston John Cassio, a spokesman for the Presidential Anti-Organized Crime Commission. Police raided one such hospital in the southern suburbs of Manila, leading to the discovery of a second hospital. Authorities shut down both hospitals, and an anonymous tip told authorities that an unlicensed hospital was operating in Pasay, located just 5 miles south of the capital of Manila. An intelligence officer confirmed to the commission that the hospital existed, though it was initially framed as a standalone operation. Now, authorities arrested two Vietnamese doctors, one Chinese doctor, one Chinese pharmacist, and a Vietnamese nurse. finding that none of them possessed a license to practice medicine in the country. And the hospitals expand, the country is increasingly distressing Philippines offshore gaming operator, or called Pogo, which officials have alleged has ties to China. Now, Pogo presents itself as an online casino that has actually served as a front for a scam center with hundreds of workers, including Chinese nationals. Now, the hospitals help Pogo center workers completely change their appearances, including hair, there you go, Jimmy, transplants, dentures, and skin whitening sessions if they needed to disappear and avoid authorities. And the commission found tools for these operations and many more during a raid in May. And they had an operating table and other aesthetic alteration procedures such as dental implants, hair restoration, facial rejuvenation, and so on. And if you bring all these together, you can create an entirely new person out of these. And we know for a fact that these Pogo hospitals have no license and permits for the proper government regulatory agencies. And Scott Cassio, he stressed that these hospitals only help Pogo workers and not other type of criminals seeking the vague capture. I guess this is scammers. And he said that a good number of these hospitals may exist across the country. And it's a whole lot more goes into it. Well, let me just tell you this. Commission says it's going to continue investigating the full scope of these secret hospitals, including the number of locations and patients who also assume fake identities after leaving, right? It's pretty crazy. And it just goes on and on. I mean, forever this article does. But that's, yeah. Huh. If you got a bag full of gold, Jimmy, you might want to go. You
get, get a new nose.
Implants and hair and nose. And get,
wow.
You need a skin whitening. Maybe you get a skin darkening.
I mean, something like Mission Impossible.
Right? You go in there.
Style.
I mean, you're going to, it can't take away your DNA and fingerprints. But,
no.
But I guess if you're in the Philippines, you can get some work done and go to Mexico.
Yeah. Or wow.
Maybe America.
Well, and it's interesting that a lot of those places, it makes sense that they're overseas. They're not in the United States. It'd be hard to pull that off.
You ain't gonna get away with it here.
Yeah.
I bet you can go to Tijuana and get it done there.
You can get anything done in Tijuana. Jeez.
Don't say.
Yeah. There you go. We're going to bring you to a story, an update actually in Nebraska that we did. I want to shout out Megan Novak, who provided us with this update. Now, we told you in a prior story, I think this was a couple months ago, about a lady who was in a nursing home. She passed away. She was brought to the place where you do your wakes and all that sort of thing. The funeral home. That's what I'm trying to say. And she was still alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that story?
Remember that. Hey, that shout out again to Roy and Kristen and Chris.
Yes. They wouldn't make that
LA PetCrematory.com and LAFuneralServices.com.
Yes.
But Roy never had that problem.
No, they wouldn't have had that problem. They wouldn't have made that error. But, you know, obviously when we told you that story, there was an investigation that was going to, I mean, you can't just, this is a pretty major mistake, right? So a nursing home has been placed on probation by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services in connection to the death of a resident. Constance Glantz, 74, was mistakenly declared dead at the Mulberry at Waverly, a nursing home. This was in June. Glantz was taken to a funeral home in Lincoln when it was realized that she was still breathing. The 74-year-old who was in hospice care was declared dead just hours later at a Lincoln hospital. A state investigation into the facility in Waverly found that a registered nurse on duty failed to take Glantz's blood pressure after it was believed she had died. It blows my mind.
Crazy, bro.
That would be the first thing that you do outside of feeling for a pulse and that sort of thing. The nurse was suspended. The state also found a second case where a patient was not evaluated correctly. The state ultimately found that while the facility followed protocol for reporting a death, it failed to completely and accurately assess patients after they have a change in condition. The facility was placed on probation for 180 days starting July 9th. Wow. State inspectors visit nursing homes every year and after complaints especially. Nebraska Director Todd Studendike said that that's the way it should be. His advice for folks looking for a quality nursing home for themselves or a loved one. He said this story, it seems, is very scary. I would agree. But I think there's some good options out there. The Mulberry at Waverly is rated just 1 of 5 stars on Medicare.gov, much below average. It lists information on inspection history, too, and the Mulberry has a 65% 12-month nurse turnover rate. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's it.
Over half of your nurses quit within a year of working there.
Bad shit.
Almost two-thirds of the staff, even outside of just nurses, had changed over the last year, he said, noting that he doesn't know if that played a role in the incident, and I think that it's disruptive to any facility to have that much turnover. I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. There's obviously some issues going on there, but the moral of that story is check out the ratings on these places you're deciding on.
Man, brings back a shit ton of memories. That decision. That I need. I'll do some on the original. I worked cases in nursing homes, bro. And then look, there's some great ones.
Yeah,
and even you know. I would say some of the mediocre ones still have great people that work there, but they have some horrible people that work there, bro. I'm talking about bad shit. And you know what? I'm going to save it for original Woody stores. I'll give you a little tidbit, though. When Katrina happened and everybody was coming out of New Orleans, and remember the government was giving out like $1,500 per person and shit, and plus grub subs and all that stuff. But the... it was right here in Denham, right down the road off of Forge Club Road. We got a call, and I was a detective. We got a call about a lady who wanted to, that she had rented a house, and it was full of adults, right? And obviously some of them were I don't know what the politically correct term is. We'll say that some had
challenges.
Yeah, challenges. Okay. All right. So I responded to that motherfucker, and there's a bunch of them sitting outside, and obviously some of them had disabilities. And then I'm like, who's running this?
Yeah.
But there was a Cadillac with a fucking U-Haul trailer attached to it. U-Haul trailer. A big one now. A Cadillac. And long story short, I get the lady, and she was like, oh, no, I had a home. It's like an assisted living home or whatever in New Orleans, and we evacuated. I said, how'd you get them out? She said, I hauled them in the back of the U-Haul trailer. Well, that's bad enough. There's no AC or nothing, right? But I'm kind of thinking, well, you had to get out of New Orleans, whatever. But I started talking to the ones who more were I was wondering about the funding. Do they have food? The whole nine yards. Turned out this bitch was taking these motherfuckers around in a U-Haul trailer to all the different sign-up sites, like the FEMA sign-up sites for the money, and getting their checks issued in their name, taking it to the bank and taking it and keeping the money. That's the nurse home shit. It's so unfortunate, so bad, and I'm dealing this time of my life, whatever stuff, and it just scares you to death.
Yeah,
it really scares me because I think about the fucking cases I worked in these places.
Oh yeah, and do your research, and I'm sure all our listeners would. But
yeah. Well, all right. So the whole world is not political, but I got to tell y'all the story. The world is full of fucking dumbasses, and the reason Trump shooter. I've never said his name other than one time because I don't give any credence to him,
right?
Because copycat motherfuckers.
And
guess what happened? Did you hear about the story out of Florida?
I don't know.
All right. Well, authorities arrested and charged a man in Florida over social media threats against former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Oh, I have not heard this. So check this out. Michael M. Wiseman is a fucking idiot, and he was arrested Friday on charges of written threats to kill, according to a statement from the Jupiter Police Department in Florida. Now,
home of Tiger Woods.
Right? There you go. After investigating the reports and the suspect's Facebook account, JPD detectives found that Wiseman had made multiple threats against Trump and Vance, who earlier this week became the Republican nominees for president and vice president, respectively. Threats were also made concerning bodily harms to members of the Trump and Vance families. Right? Police did not provide further details about Wiseman. I'll just go ahead and sum it up for you. He's a dumbass. But and Wiseman's lawyer declining to comment. But the arrest comes less than a week after the assassination attempt on Trump. We all know about that. But police in Jupiter said they coordinate their investigation of Wiseman with the Secret Service and the Palm Beach County State's Attorney's Office. Police said they were initially alerted to threats through multiple online crime tips, as well as residents who expressed their concern in person. And a spokesperson for Secret Service did not respond. We know about Trump getting shot and all that. Threats against members of Congress increased last year, according to the figures from the U.S. Capitol Police, and they investigated over 8,008 cases involving potential threats just in 2023. Can you believe that? That's a jump from 5,206 in 2018.
Wow.
But you can go in there and I always tell you, you don't have to really worry about the ones who make the threats. Right.
The ones who don't.
So they don't.
Right.
Right. And that's been proven time and time again.
Yeah. It's
But fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. I wouldn't care if it was Trump and
doesn't matter who
it is. And that guy, or Biden and Harris. What the fuck? Why don't you get a fucking hobby?
Yeah.
You do something with your life besides threatening political figures.
Yeah. Stupid. You know, interesting, just maybe a little side fact here, but I got curious about this weekend. You know how tall Barron Trump is?
I don't know. He's tall. Right?
6'9".
What?
6'9", son. Yes. Golly. That sucker's tall. And Eric Trump is 6'5".
He's tall.
I didn't realize that. Just about everybody in Trump's family is Trump.
Except for Don Jr.
Himself and Don Jr. are the shortest, and they're both around 6 feet. Mm-hmm. Everybody else in that family is
6'9",
man, and he looks it. He's very gangly, I guess, just long.
He should be dunking basketball somewhere.
Yeah. Well, he's dunking dollar bills. He's dunking dollar bills. That's it. He's dunking buildings. But, blew my mind. I got curious about that because I saw a picture of him standing next to all his siblings and Trump, and he just towered. And I'm like, man, I know Eric Trump's tall. Mm-hmm. So, 6'9", man. Some of Shaq's eye. And he's only a senior in high school. I know. He might hit another one.
Right.
So he might be the first 7 foot. He is the tallest sibling of a president in history.
Sibling or child.
Child. Child. So, anyway, there's your little fun fact for Wednesday.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good, All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Now we're going to go to, how about we go to Bangkok?
Bangkok.
Thailand.
Thailand.
Thailand. Six people were found dead.
I always love that name.
Bangkok. Bangkok. Six people were found dead in a luxury hotel Tuesday. This past Tuesday, authorities in Thailand said that cyanide poisoning was likely the cause of the death of those six people whose bodies were discovered in a hotel room in central Bangkok. One of the dead is suspected to have been the killer, per Thai police. Cyanide was discovered in mugs and teacups in the hotel room. Chief of Police Forensic Office, Terong Phupin, told reporters at a press conference, adding that one of the blood samples collected from a male victim had traces of cyanide. And y'all, I'm not making fun of accents here. Right. I'm trying to pronounce it. Right. The room had been locked from the inside, but the back door remained unlocked. And the deputy of police commissioners told reporters that authorities said the incident was linked to a personal matter, saying it was not related to organized crime. Interviews carried out by police indicated it had been over a dispute about debt. One of the relatives said that one of the deceased was an investment agent and all the deceased invested, but the business was not going as expected. They made an appointment to discuss the matter in Thailand, and three men and three women were found dead. Two of those individuals were confirmed as Vietnamese Americans and a married couple. Four of the victims were Vietnamese nationals. Thai police dismissed a previously suspected involvement of a seventh person who was at the hotel prior to the discovery of the bodies, and hotel staff found the bodies in the fifth floor of Bangkok's Grand Hyatt Hotel after the guests missed their checkout time by more than 24 hours. They let them hang in there for 24 hours after?
The room or nothing.
Man, 30 minutes later, I got people banging on my door.
No. 30 minutes before.
Yeah. That's even more frustrating.
You tell the front desk, I'm the member and shit, I get late checkouts. And I say, I'm a 1 o'clock checkout. Do not let them come to my room.
Right.
Fucking 10:59.
Yep.
Housekeeping. Like, go away, motherfucker.
Look, every time I see a story about Thailand, you know what I think of? Right. On Meet the Parents, when Ben Stiller's like,
Yeah.
The wife's like, Jack doesn't talk Thai. Oh, Jack talks Thai well. I thought Thai.
Well, hate it for those people that got poisoned.
Yeah.
That'd be a shitty way to go. If you get poisoned, you, if you lucky enough, you can get to a hospital, but you wouldn't want to go to this hospital I'm about to tell you about.
At least tell me about it.
So police in Oregon say a suspect is dead after opening fire in a hospital in downtown Portland Saturday. It was a shooting that left one person dead and another injured. Now, I guess if you're going to get shot, you won't get shot in a hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the place for it to happen.
Hospital's a fucking dangerous place to stay. When I was a correctional officer in Charity Hospital, was still open. They had an inmate that saved up all his pills, and they weren't checking him, and he OD'd on him. And I had to ride with the ambulance and all that bullshit. And you talk about Charity Hospital on a fucking Saturday night. They were putting security guards, putting people's heads through the fucking wall, and people coming in with gunshots. You know, at that time, that was considered the number one trauma ER in the world.
Really?
Because they had so many shootings every night, so many shootings and stabbing and whatever.
Do but it anyway, over and over again, you become an expert.
Right? So anyway, hospitals are dangerous places. I hate a fucking hospital, by the way. But not the people, but just the hospitals. But authorities say the suspect, who fled Legacy Good Samaritan Medical Center after the shooting, was stopped in a vehicle by police in Gresham, just east of Portland. He was shot and killed after officers opened the fire, right? This is according to the Portland police. Police responded to the facility around 11 a.m. local time after reports of a person with a gun inside the hospital. This was Sergeant Kevin Allen said at a Saturday afternoon news conference. When officers responded, they were told a person had opened fire inside the hospital. A witness told officers the suspected shooter had already left the hospital. Bobby Smallwood, a security guard at Legacy Good Samaritan Medical Center, was shot and killed during the incident. It's crazy. Another unnamed staff member was injured and is in stable condition, but no patients were hurt during the shooting. A Fred Meyer grocery store nearby was evacuated and searched by police as part of an intensive search for the suspect. Officers later located the suspect and stopped the vehicle he was in. And during the incident, shots were fired by police. The suspect is deceased and no officers were injured, according to Portland Police Department. A statement from Portland Police Saturday night said three officers used deadly force in the incident and their identities would be made public within 15 days, barring any security threats. The hospital, which was put on lockdown after the incident, lifted its shelter-in-place directive around 4:15 p.m. Suspect hadn't been named yet. And, you know, of course, the hospital came out and, you know, saying their hearts go out to the security guard and the staff member and all that, staff members and all that.
Yeah.
To the craziness.
Look, there's a lot of obvious emotion that takes place at hospitals. And then even here locally, I know in the Baton Rouge area with Our Lady of the Lake, they were having time there with people getting carjacked in the parking garage.
Absolutely.
It's happening all the time.
Listen to this. So when I was in the hospital, I was in the Lady of the Lake eight nights, right? And the first night, I was in the emergency room, and it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning before they got me a room upstairs. And when they were getting ready to move me to my room upstairs, Cindy was there with me, right, my wife. And she says, I'm going to go get my car and move it around. And the nurse said, do not go get your car and move it around.
No kidding.
Go through the hospital. She said, I can't tell you how many people that leave to go move their vehicles or whatever and leave and come back in with a gunshot wound or stabbing.
No, you believe that?
Yeah. And that's the best hospital in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And fuck, but you think about this. It's kind of like going to a lawyer. Maybe not all lawyers, but there's no fucking good reason to go to the hospital unless you're having a baby born.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no good reason. And I ain't going back.
And security, you know, security at these hospitals, my wife works at a hospital. Yeah, it continues to get better and better. Yeah. But you can't.
They got it.
You can't cover everything.
They got it now. You got to get the metal detector and they scan your driver's license, they print your photo out, put it on your tag, on your thing, even to go see. And yeah. I have, unfortunately, this past year I've been in the hospital, I was in the hospital, but I had to go stay with family members in the hospital so many times. Like,
yeah.
And so I know the security protocols well, but I guess people, I don't know. It's just a,
when you were in the hospital, what was your favorite, what was your favorite food, or did you eat?
You know, I don't even remember.
Any of the hospital food. Some people like that hospital food.
I don't think it was that bad. They brought it every day and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was so sick that I don't even remember. I can't remember. I can't remember. I just know it was bland as fuck.
Really?
You know, I like my hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. Guaranteed, just about the time you finally nod off,
there they come.
Food service. And then by the time you nod off again, oh, food service picking up your tray. And then, or nodding off again, housekeeping. And yeah. Come in when
take your blood pressure.
The blinds or something. Then, oh, that's without doubt. The nurses and the doctors. And I had like six doctors at one point, man. Hey, man, you ain't going to the hospital to rest.
Yeah.
But for 3 days, it didn't matter to me because I was literally dying.
Yeah. They were
keeping me alive. But
wow.
I ain't going back.
Nope.
The doctor, one of the doctors, she was like, oh, I want you to come back and see some whatever. And I'm just looking at her, right? I'm getting ready to check out. And she's like the house doctor.
Yeah. You
know, the one that is like the general doctor on the floor. Now right. I had the stomach doctor. I had the infectious diseases doctor. I had this, especially until they find out what it was.
Right.
And then, so I had to see this lady every day. And she was like, oh, well, you know, your blood work says such and such. Everything else is clean, Bill, but you have a predisposition for whatever. And I'm just looking at her. She's like, I'd like you to come back in and da da da. I was like, okay. She said, you're not coming over. I said, no, I'm not.
If I'm being honest,
I'm not.
That's awesome.
Never coming back, this motherfucker.
Hold your breath and ask for blood.
If I come back, I'm going to have bones sticking out of my legs or some shit like that, right?
Right.
The rest of it, I'm just going to ride it out.
That's it. Anyway. All right. Well, any final thoughts?
I hope it. Nobody's in the hospital. If you are in the hospital, you know, let me take a second. I get messages from a lot of lifers who are actually very, very sick. They listen to us, and you know, some of them are dying. Some of them know they're dying. Some of them are in cancer therapy and different things. And we love y'all. And hopefully you crack a smile with us and maybe we brighten your day a little bit.
Yeah,
we hope
that's right.
Hope you get better.
That's right. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily.
Peace.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.